From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Hispanic elected officials are calling on Florida's congressional delegation to start moving the Voting Rights Amendment Act through the U.S. House of Representatives. In a conference call with reporters Monday, members of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials said voter discrimination is a fact of life for Hispanics in Florida. Luz Urbaez Weinberg is a city commissioner in Aventura. She says since last year, when the U.S. Supreme Court invalidated a key section of the Voting Rights Act, it's been open season on voter protection.
We're simply asking for bipartisan modernization of the Voting Rights Act for the 21st century we're all living in. And anyone who believes there's no voter discrimination in today's society has blinders and earplugs on.
The Hispanic officials group points to 2012, the last presidential election year, when state officials moved to purge the voter registration rolls of people suspected of not being U.S. citizens. The group says that of the 2,000 Floridians who got letters questioning their voting qualifications, more than 60% were Latino, even though Latinos make up less than 20% of all eligible Florida voters. And Governor Rick Scott signed a $77 billion budget today, the largest in Florida history. It includes nearly $19 billion for K-12 education. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.